did their own thing, you know, were on a team in something related to the high school or another private company. Like, if you were in dance, you probably danced at a private company instead of taking a class a day a week or something like that. So,
what was the name of your dance company?
Rhythm Dance Center. It was actually in Marietta, so I had to drive like 10 minutes.
Would you say for that, for the area, is that an important or big dancing school?
Yeah, it was pretty popular. I don't know how to gauge the popularity, but
yeah. Well, we're about wrapping up. Basically, the last couple of minutes, I know it always is very awkward for people interviewing, because it's kind of anything about Roswell that we haven't talked about, or anything that has come to mind that I maybe didn't ask you about. Or if there was something really important or really cool that happened in Roswell while you were there and you saw it and you want people to know about it later on, go ahead.
Okay. I'm sure there are things that come to mind. I will say that this is kind of sad topic now because he just died, but Paul Newman supposedly lived in my neighborhood, which was really cool. So he lived in Roswell, and apparently Usher may live in Roswell as well. Not so sure, but some famous people. And Chipper Jones lives down the street from me, but I've never seen him. So some famous people live in Roswell, and that's not interesting, but it's the only thing I can think of right now. Total yuppie town.
Total yuppie town. What does yuppie mean to you?
Kind of just like, I don't know, just kind of sheltered, just very easy kind of lifestyle. Maybe a little gossipy snobby in a way, but I mean, no one I know is snobby, so my family, all my friends were not snobby, but that might sound snobby coming out. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you. I think that will conclude this part of the interview.
Okay.
And by the way, Mr. Microphone, this is Josh recording on October 9th, 2008. And 8, I can't speak.